Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's also the first day of June, so we suffered another fucking unbelievably fucking tyrannical fucking month. A fucking unbelievable fucking insult on top of injury. And just sat on our fucking asses and watched it happen. So here, let's do June. What do you guys say? Anyway, it's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 56 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 68 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and then a low of 39. And it has cooled down, and you know, we're looking at clouds and possible rain, but the next time it heats up, man, it'll be a hot son of a bitch, I bet you. Anyways, let's take a look and see what we're going to... What are choices of outrages? What outrages are we going to talk about? And what angle are these pricks taking today? Well, let's just go and look. Come on. There you go. Wow. Stunned John Kirby stammers. John Kirby stammers. Fucking what? Where do they come? Would they go to the dictionary to try to fucking make it? Stammers? Meaning he fucking spits it out of his fucking lying ass mouth out of denial and leaves podium after White House reporter details Joe Biden bribe allegations and whistleblower charges. Asked about majority of Americans believe in Biden is corrupt. And this is by Christian Taylor. Now, what's wrong with this picture? How many fucking times have we covered this? How much fucking evidence do you have to have? The fucking evidence is there. It's right in your fucking face. Why is this son of a bitch up again today? Why is this the fucking news you're looking at today? I'll tell you why. Because Hunter Biden has a video out there of him with a bunch of little six-year-old girls dressed up like fucking hookers with goddamn cocaine, and this is to divert your fucking attention. They set this shit on the back burner. Now this is all you're going to hear. We already know about this whistleblower shit. It's been going on for fucking ever. You're not going to do anything. That was what the big indictment was going to be in 5 days. There's going to be an indictment in 5 days. You guys know that about this fucking bullshit. But this is why this fucking story is up here. To divert your attention, Bill Clinton sold our fucking ICBM guidance systems to the fucking Chinese. What did he get fucking convicted of? Playing stinky finger with fucking Monica Lewinsky. This is just fucking diversion. I want to know, is that motherfucker under arrest? Has he been taken into custody for fucking pedophilia? For fucking exposing children? Jesus Christ, what he did. Pedophilia with six-year-olds. Is that dirty son of a bitch, this goddamn corruption and crime absolutely happened? It's been proved 100 fucking times over. The FBI can't see their fucking feet. No, the FBI's there to protect this son of a bitch. They're to protect that motherfucking Hunter Biden for what he's doing to little fucking children. That's what this shit's all about. And we're not going to fall for your fucking story. I'm not going to read the same thing I've read fucking 20 times over this fucking broadcast. The evidence has been fucking shown. It cannot be fucking denied. Of course it's a criminal mafia fucking family. And that's what criminal mafia fucking families do. But the reason that you're fucking seeing, oh, here's your stories for today, man, is because divert the attention from what that son of a bitch is doing. Let's see what else we got here. 40 Sigma surge in stillbirths, a.k.a. fatal deaths in Fresno, California hospital. Now, see, this is some people jump on and read. You're going to read. We should fucking put the fucking brakes on and say, we want that motherfucker arrested. We seen him do it. It's just like the video of Kelly Thomas being beaten to fucking death. And those motherfuckers walked, and they're not going to do a goddamn thing to Hunter Biden for taking those little fucking 6-year and 7-year-old little girls dressed up like fucking whores and then fucking weighing coke and partying with fucking little tiny children. Fucking babies! Well, see, they'll just let that slide, just like when they found his laptop with him with the fucking prostitutes in the coke. Isn't it? Well, I mean, if that was you and me, wouldn't we fucking be? I mean, goddamn, they jack up the fucking prison. They pipe fucking goddamn air to us. Our light. Breaking. European Union is now warning pregnant women not to get COVID-19 vaccine due to possibility of infertility and miscarriage. This is something we didn't know about, people. This is something we haven't been talking about for fucking months. Years? We didn't know about this? Of course we did. They take it back and they hold it back until something like fucking Hunter getting caught with the fucking little girls, 6-year-old, 7-year-old fucking little girls in fucking goddamn whore outfits with fucking cocaine, pedophiling them little fucking girls. They save this shit to try to misdirect your fucking attention. The tip of the spear is you, Hunter, you motherfucking perverted son of a bitch. And you fucking, I'll tell you, you got it from your daddy, didn't you? The old fucking little kid sniffer. How many fucking little girls has he fucking raped? That son of a bitch. Why don't people just say, stop the fucking presses. We want that motherfucker arrested now. Or we're going to come and we're going to string that motherfucker up with a goddamn vigilante fucking group. Because that's the only thing left. When the law fucking fails, the fucking vigilante step in. And we don't have to even be vigilantes because we have the goddamn unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791 to fucking back us. We have the right to string this dirty fucking unspeakable son of a bitch up.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you ever noticed this, man? When you were just talking about that, you know what? Have you ever just really sat back? All of us out there, and we just really sit back and just watch and just listen. You know what? All of these so-called presidents and politicians, they all have something sexually on them, from Donald Trump to the Bidens, Clinton, Obama. Have y'all ever noticed that, man? All of them are some type of freaking pedo or some type of freaks or just something that the Messiah has on them.
Well, hell yes, you got to have some kind of degenerated fucking goddamn part as a part of your fucking resume when you go to the Bilderbergs and you want to be the fucking head motherfucking CEO of a fucking, well, the head fucking monarch for a fucking goddamn corporate fucking goddamn, I don't know, fucking fiefdom. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's like goddamn, I mean, shit, if you did, you know, you even go to prison for fucking something like a fight or fucking, you know, you do a little time in prison, you do a felony, you come out, you have a hard time getting a job. But look at Marion Barry down there in fucking D.C., busted with fucking coke and whores, did time in jail, went right back and became mayor of fucking goddamn Washington, D.C. What the fuck is going on? What the fuck is going on is because we allow this shit. We'll go over and we'll read this fucking story about the European is now warning. Of course, pregnant women are going to get infertility and miscarriages from COVID-19 vaccine because that's what the shit is built for. We already know that. We've gone over it 100 fucking times. But you see, I was talking, I think it was just fucking Tuesday when we first started this week's broadcasting about how all the pedophilia just kind of disappeared, didn't it? And then here comes Hunter Biden with his guy with the fucking little girls and the goddamn cocaine. And all of a sudden, man, the fucking news, there it is again. Zimbabwe, I think it was Zimbabwe. I was reading an article or watching a fucking video yesterday. Are making laws fucking against fucking homosexuality, against LGBT. And they're threatening to take their aid away. And the people are saying, take the fucking aid away. I think I'll move to fucking Zimbabwe, where they got some goddamn morality. The people there decide, the people there say, you know, they always talk about democracy, the mob rules. Well, the fucking mob in fucking Zimbabwe, I think it's Zimbabwe. It should be Uruguay. I think it's Zimbabwe. At any rate, these people do not want fucking goddamn men, fucking men and women be pretending to be fucking women. They don't want this degenerated shit in their fucking society. So, well, we'll take your money away. So you're admitting that you're purchasing this shit for a handful, I mean a goddamn tiny fucking handful of fucking degenerated fucking retards, people who have fucking mental problems. You are fucking spending billions of our, well, it's not our fucking money, but you are fucking taking our wealth to fucking coerce their fucking, what their elected leaders into telling them they have to accept this fucking shit. Well, I got news for you. We have not accepted this fucking shit. You can come on the goddamn TV. You can come on the internet and you can say it all you fucking want. Demonstrate it. Put that goddamn fat, pedophile flag on your goddamn shoulder, on your sleeve, and wear that son of a bitch and see how you fare out in this fucking country of 390 million square miles or 590 square miles, 100 million square miles. See how you fucking fare. They try to act like everybody's a fucking queer, and it ain't even, they're a fucking 0.0 whatever, 3 or 4 fucking percent of the population, and they think they're going to cram this fucking degenerated shit down our throat. Of course they do. But I mean, the big cram, think about the big cram, and then all of a sudden there was no, it was like it disappeared because people fucking were pushing back. And now, but now they need something. They need people's attention diverted. I mean, we got Hunter Biden in the goddamn fucking with little fucking 6 and 7 year old girls dressed like fucking prostitutes, fucking weighing out fucking crack cocaine. You know, he's got to be giving crack cocaine to little fucking girls. God almighty, people. We don't know. You don't go past that. Stop the fucking presses. We want that motherfucker. You better put him away or we fucking will. That son of a bitch is not going to fucking rape little fucking children and put it up on the goddamn internet. And it's going to be all right. We got to shut these fuckers down. They're a tiny percentage. And the motherfuckers control them are a tiny percentage. They have just stolen all our fucking wealth and are using it to promote this motherfucking abomination that they're fucking calling a reset. We'll reset your fucking ass, motherfucker, in 6 foot of dirt. When I was going over these, I was looking for something worthy of fucking reading, you know, because I know this is all just diversionary bullshit. Because why in the hell would you go and talk about something that's been talked to death? The fucking connections between China and the Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's supposed brother and Joe Biden and fucking the fucking treason. Blatant fucking treason, working for the fucking Chinese because he's a fucking communist. I mean, it's fucking, the facts are right there in front of you. It's just like with Hillary Clinton. All the facts are there, but nobody will prosecute him. People will. We the people will. We'll prosecute that motherfucker. We'll march him up them 13 fucking stairs. We'll put that rope around his fucking neck in front of that 40 by 30 fucking foot mirror. We will drop him through that hole and watch him do the shit dance gladly. Fucking gladly. In fact, I've talked about Haynes. I know he don't get hung. That motherfucker gets skinned to fucking live. He gets chopped up into little fucking pieces, you fucking piece of filth. FBI Director Wary Rye, or Ray, I guess it is, Ray with a W, has confirmed the existence of FD 1023 from alleging then Vice President Biden engaged in criminal bribery scheme with a foreign national. Here we are, one after another, after another, after another, after another. Now they fucking think they can just fucking just switch the fucking, just change the subject. I mean, when he got caught with the fucking laptop and they found him fucking, I mean, filming himself with prostitutes and doing fucking crack cocaine. Oh, well, fucking nothing. Did anything ever happen of it? Has anything ever happened over this shit right here? This is goddamn fucking treason. This is foreign fucking espionage. This is fucking, I mean, this is hanging. This is up against the fucking wall shit. But the FBI is not there to fucking, they're a fucking goddamn private fucking corporation. And they're there to protect these sick son of a bitches. The only way this gets fixed is if we fucking fix it, people. Or else you can just go ahead and let them little fucking six-year-old girls do a little fucking crack cocaine and be fucking molested by that fucking freak son of a bitch. Or you can scream so fucking loud that, you know, shove this up your ass, shove that last article up your ass, shove that last article after that up your ass. I want to know if that motherfucker's under arrest right now. If he ain't, every son of a bitch in this country ought to be going for that motherfucker. That's all there is to it. You got breaking news. North Korea, a regime that starves its own people, was just elected to the World Health Organization Executive Board. Well, okay, man, I'll tell you what, fucking, has North Korea been a fucking, I mean, just like a go-to distraction? I mean, they have brought in every fucking distraction that they use to, I mean, to go from one to the other while they're doing sneaky shit. You know, like when you, if you look into these things about the fags and the fucking goddamn transvestites and all this horse shit, you'll find they've been very fucking busy. I mean, they've been going to it and like threatening Zimbabwe. Well, if you don't accept fucking men and fucking women being fucking men, I mean, God, oh fucking mighty, we're going to take your money away. We're going to take the people's money away from you. I say fucking Zimbabwe. Well, they have. There's a video up of students out there saying, shove your money up your ass, you sick in the head, corrupt motherfuckers. Go Zimbabwe. They said, I'll move to Zimbabwe. Here we go. British cardiologist calls for inquiry into mRNA vaccines. Elizabeth Taylor, we haven't talked about this before, have we? I mean, not at ad nauseum, have we? I mean, story after article after article after article. Here it is. I mean, they're fucking flooding the fucking, see, they're controlling the goddamn content. Because China's controlling your internet because good old fucking Trumpy turned that motherfucker over to him, or Obama, one of the two, turned the fucking, our internet over to the fucking Chi-Cons. And so now this, so they can do shit like this, flood the fucking goddamn thing. I mean, all of this is outrage, but it's outrage we've already covered. I want to know about that motherfucker, that Hunter Biden, son of a bitch, and those little children and that cocaine. I want to know about his arrest. I want to know about his conviction. I want to know about his fucking put up against the fucking wall and shot. What we got here, silencing the victims. How far will this go on America Out Loud Plus by Dr. Peter McCullough? Now, see, here we got something we can read about censorship. Now, see, this is the oddball in there. This is, I mean, we read plenty about censorship. But, I mean, this is something, that this is what we're looking at. When we're looking at a fucking Hunter Biden fucking in his fucking degenerated sick son, a dog, a mad fucking dog. And but you know, that's just trying to push it under the carpet by throwing all this stuff in there. But we'll read about censorship, but I'll read about censorship every time, because that's what this is. This is them controlling the flow of information. This is them keeping a motherfucker with little girls and cocaine out of the fucking, just removing it. Just like when they caught him with his goddamn laptop with the prostitutes and the fucking coke. I mean, if you say your tail lights out, we're going to have to shoot you in the fucking back with your hands up in the fucking air, because you're fucking just a goyim. These motherfucking, I'll tell you, United States of Khazaria, that's what this fucking place has turned into. We already know that. We already fucking know it, okay? We want to know what happened about what we saw the other day with that son of a bitch and those little girls. We want to know what you're doing about that motherfucker. And if you're doing nothing, then it is our fucking responsibility as goddamn human beings to do something about it, isn't it? I've got to go back here and check this. I didn't read the first fucking part of it. Censorship has been at the forefront of COVID-19. Doesn't exist. He's going to start throwing that in. So give us something to do to fucking, you know, COVID-19 don't exist. Forget about Hunter Biden and those little girls. Forget about the coke. COVID-19, we'll get you over there fucking preaching that we know it don't exist. We fucking know it don't exist, okay? COVID-19 never did exist. It's what's been used to bring it to the fucking point to where they're going to call what Hunter Biden did. That's his lifestyle. Six-year-olds, little girls dressed like prostitutes and fucking crack cocaine. Well, that's his lifestyle. That's his fucking right. What about those little fucking children's fucking rights? Oh, and us sitting here and fucking calling ourselves men. Pathetic. At the forefront of COVID-19 since the early days of the pandemic. There was no fucking pandemic. There was no COVID-19. Even this fucking shit story here about censorship is bullshit because you're bringing it up. You're giving it to Goebbels. You think you say it enough times. Every time you say it now, it just fucking tells everybody this article here may talk about goddamn censorship, but you're one of these motherfuckers. I guarantee you look this site up. It's incorporated. We told you how they would take over the fucking internet. You got CBS, CNN, Fox, you got all these motherfuckers. They had the goddamn broadcast networks. And the fucking internet kicked their fucking ass. So they took our internet and handed it over to the Chi-Coms. And I hear people talking about, the internet has been, you don't know how much shit has been taken off the internet. All the fucking documentation, hopefully, and I've copied a lot myself. People have copied the goddamn evidence against these bastards. Not that we need none. Fuck, they're boldly. Well, they did boldly on the goddamn shit that they've taken down. You got goddamn Winston Chow. You got rooms, I bet you, with thousands of motherfuckers in there taking down and censoring and changing words in the goddamn past fucking documentations that are on the internet. Anyway, doctors who were providing vital life-saving early treatment advice were heavily censored and in many cases removed from social media platforms. We didn't know this, people. Did you guys not? Is there somebody out there that didn't fucking know this already? I didn't know about Hunter Biden and them little fucking girls till just the other day. I want to talk about that, motherfuckers. Where are the goddamn articles on it? Where's the FBI investigation into that? Well, there ain't going to be one because the FBI is the one that fucking was, they probably had two FBI agents at the fucking door guarding the door while he was doing his fucking evil deeds. A recent lawsuit has been filed against President Joe Biden and the U.S. Surgeon General, the CDC, and others for pressuring social media platforms to censor the vaccine injured. This case challenges the government's mass censorship program and the shocking role that it has played and still plays in ensuring that disfavored viewpoints deemed a threat to its, quote, in quotation marks, vaccination. It ain't a fucking vaccination. See, here we're playing the word game again. If they're going to put up the goddamn shit to divert your attention away from them little girls and that cocaine and that dirty fucking goddamn pervert, They're gonna throw in their fucking goddamn, it's not a vaccination. That's according to the CDC's own site, remember? This is not a vaccination. This is goddamn RNA fucking being fucking put in your body to change your goddamn DNA. This is people. Agenda are suppressed. Censorship enterprise includes federal agencies and government actors, including the White House, to direct course, and ultimately work in concert with social media platforms to censor, muffle, and flag as misinformation, speech, and conflicts with the government's preferred vaccination narrative, ain't a vaccination, kill shot narrative, including speech that the government explicitly acknowledges to be true. So you know, you have these facts, do you? And these people are being fucking goddamn dealt with, right? Are these people being fucking said, yeah, you did it, and what? Yeah, they did it, just like the fucking little girls. Yeah, yo, Hunter did it, and what? What are you going to do about it? I mean, I seen a guy talking on one of the comments, was saying, you know, people aren't going to rise up until, you know, something big happens, like them trying to take the guns or something. If that's what it takes for you, you are a fucking piece of dog shit. If you can watch little children being fucking goddamn violated, being fucking raped, given cocaine, little fucking six-year-old girls, well, I'm waiting for them to try to take the guns. Polish that motherfucker. Make sure it's nice and shiny, because you ain't going to fucking do nothing with it. Because you ain't done, if you won't do nothing with it, with this shit here going on, you ain't going to do goddamn thing. And that's a fucking fact, and you know it. All plaintiffs use or have used social media on different platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, GoFundMe. All plaintiffs except Mr. Ramirez, have suffered serious and debilitating medical injuries after taking a COVID vaccine. Mr. Ramirez, 16-year-old son, Ernest, died 5 days after taking the first dose of the Pfizer shot. Wow, we didn't know what the people were dying from that. Did you guys know that people were dying from that shot? From the kill shot, the shot designed to kill them, the shot that was never even stuck in a rat before it was fucking given emergency goddamn clearance to put in human beings. Wow. What we are discovering today, people. All plaintiffs relied on social media to share personal experiences after they or their loved one was medically harmed after taking the COVID vaccine established. It ain't a vaccine. I mean, see how they keep repeating it and repeating it and repeating it. They think that it's going to fucking work. It ain't going to fucking work, Goebbels. COVID-19 doesn't exist, and it ain't a fucking vaccine. COVID-19 doesn't exist, and it ain't a fucking vaccine. COVID-19 doesn't exist, and it ain't a fucking vaccine, and we got a lot more fucking voices than they do, people. Establish support groups. Oh, fuck you. Exchange advice, medical research, and support with others in similar situations. Plaintiffs use of social media in the above-mentioned ways has been met with heavy and ongoing censorship. So you're saying they are censoring the fucking our goddamn speech, right? That's a violation of the first article of the highest law in this fucking land, the fucking unalienable fucking law of this land, the fucking ratified by the representatives of the people, the only fucking ratified by the representatives of the people law in this land. Where are the fucking arrests? Well, you don't arrest because you're a part of it. I mean, they're going to, I mean, just like these people, we're going to file a lawsuit. With who? With the people that are doing it? With the King's Court? Because behind it all, Charles is telling them to do this. I mean, he's running this fucking country because you're just a bunch of fucking plebes and you're a bunch of fucking goddamn peons, coolies, whatever low-life fucking goddamn slave term you want to use. That's all you are to that son of a bitch. And oh yeah, your lawsuit's going to succeed. Fucking, I said that yesterday. If anything ever happened about Hunter and fucking what he was doing with those little girls, there'll be a lawsuit. You know why? Because they're all corporations. And a corporation, a lawsuit, nobody goes to jail. The worst thing that can happen is maybe they'll fine them. Ooh, wouldn't that hurt? And then you'd have to pay with our fucking money. Oh, come on. Our fucking wealth. This is so fucking ridiculous, it's beyond fucking ridiculous. And here we sit, doing not a goddamn thing about it. All plaintiffs have used social media, okay, Ramirez. All plaintiffs relied on social media to share personal experiences after they or a loved one was medically harmed after taking the COVID vaccine. And what about all the people that were harmed from the people that did take the vaccine and shedded it? I bet you that that number is way higher than the people that actually took the fucking shot. They were Typhoid Marys. They were cowards. They believed the fucking goddamn government that they knew. It ain't even the government. They believed the corporation they knew lied to them. Every fucking word that came out of their mouth, every fucking election, all they had to do is they promised this and they did that. They did the exact fucking opposite. You can't learn from that. You're retarded. Taking the COVID vaccine, established support groups, exchange advice, medical research and support with others in similar situations. To what end? Is this going to stop it? Is this going to stop it? No, it fucking ain't. The only thing that's going to stop this is a fucking bullet through their fucking head. Plain and simple, or a rope around their neck. And by God, everybody knows it. Support group. Yeah, so you can all sit around and talk about how you got fucked in the ass, huh? Oh, it hurt. Oh, mine hurt too. Mine hurt too. Oh, well, okay. See you guys next week. Plaintiff's use of social media is the above mentioned ways has been met with heavy and ongoing censorship, including accusations of spreading lies and inciting violence, i.e. speech has been flagged as misinformation or removed entirely, accounts at constant risk of being frozen or disabled. Then go kill them. You outnumber, I mean, fuck you, think about 5 million of us just went down to Silicon Valley and wiped it out. Wiped that motherfucker out. Killed every one of those son of a bitches and fucking left their bodies laying. Took it over and opened the fucking internet back up to the fucking people. And then you'd have another 10 million and another 10 million. We got millions. That's why everything you see, when you see any kind of resistance, it's always goddamn, you know, 250 people showed up in an armed protest with their shiny fucking guns. You can send millions. We could easily send millions, millions, armed, ready to kill. What are they fucking going to do but fucking surrender or run and try to find them a spider hole in another part of the world? They have no choice. But we have to have the goddamn get up and go to do it. Unbelievable. Okay, see here, find out more. Okay, we'll find out more. Karen, okay, this here is questions can be sent to any of the Pulse hosts to be answered on air. Submit your American Out Loud Pulse question here. Karen, I have heard of two women, one in her 40s and one in her 20s, that are having severe racing heart. I've heard of hundreds of them. I know people that are having the racing hearts that were stupid enough to take that fucking shot. This is not news, people. This is nothing new. Was it censored? Of course it was fucking censored. We'll go ahead and read it anyway. These come with no reason or warning and have been days or weeks apart. Have you heard of this related to the COVID jab? First place, no fucking thing is COVID-19. We call it the jab. How many times has it been mentioned in this goddamn article that's supposed to be against these bastards? But actually, it is fucking propaganda, because propaganda is a mix of lies, truths, and half-truths, and straight up fucking ministry of fucking fucking information. That's what this is, people. This is bullshit. The only thing that fucking would make a bit of fucking difference is the fucking gun. That second article, if we don't exercise that son of a bitch, we can just sit here and watch this whole goddamn thing crumble down around us. We can be standing there with our shiny fucking guns as they're raping our fucking children. How would you like old fucking Hunter Biden to have your 6-year-old daughter, your 6-year-old granddaughter? How'd you like him to get a hold of them? Because it's his lifestyle, don't you know? I mean, I wonder how in the hell those little girls got there in the first place. Are their parents selling them? I've talked to a few people, and they say that these prostitutes, they'll get pregnant and they'll sell their fucking daughters when they're babies. So you want to start out early like the fucking Jews, what do they say? If they're fucking, you can go in their Talmud, they say you can screw a three-year-old because she won't remember it. It's all right to do it. You sick in the head, son of a bitches. But, I mean, here we are. I mean, have I read to you anything that you people do not fucking already know? These come with no reason or warning and have been days or weeks apart. Have you heard of this related to COVID jab? Fucking you have, lady. I don't care what you say. This is bullshit. This is constructed bullshit from a fucking think tank. Everybody's fucking heard it. If you ain't heard it, you're goddamn living with your head under a rock. Both, even though jabbed, got COVID. No, they didn't get COVID because there ain't no fucking such thing as COVID. See how this fucking article is being worked to try to fucking confirm fucking lies at the same time that it's fucking telling truths and half-truths? Do you know what is causing this or the treatment? One is told it is not a heart issue and the other that it's from having COVID. COVID again, people. Go to the article, count them. Now, see, they're coming back. This was not even, we weren't even hearing nothing about this shit until old Hunter got his fucking caught with the little girls. Robert from, here's another genius fucking asking a question. From extensive reading, I understand that CPR tests cannot identify a particular virus infection and at best can only identify viral fragments, i.e. evidence of viral particulates, but not rather the person under the test has COVID-19. Well, I can do that. Tell you about that right now. They don't, because it don't fucking exist, Robert. COVID-19 doesn't exist. See, this is what we waste our time on. This is what we're talking about. Wow, fucking Hunter's probably got him another little batch of little girls and another fucking half ounce or ounce of fucking cocaine, cracked up cocaine, having him a fucking heyday. Maybe daddy's joining him. Maybe his uncle's joining him. But I'm sure they got their FBI guards at the fucking door. So nobody will fucking bother them while they're molesting these little fucking children. COVID-19, you fuck you. How many times is that now, people? Or influenza, et cetera. Even Carrie Mullis said the tool should not... Should not be used for diagnosis, I believe. Confounding. What do you mean you fucking believe? Of course he fucking said it. You've seen the goddamn. He did it in a video. He said it couldn't be used to fucking identify any kind of goddamn virus. I believe. See how they cover it? I mean, leaving a shadow of doubt. There is no shadow of doubt as to what these fuckers are doing. Confounding that, I have read elsewhere that others have tested and confirmed such diagnosis using test methods. I'm missing something here. Can you help clear it up for me? Yeah, I could waste the rest of the fucking day, rest of my fucking hour here, fucking clearing that up for you. But then we wouldn't be talking about Hunter Biden and those little fucking 6 and 7 year old girls in goddamn prostitute uniforms with him climbing on him and pedophiling them as he's weighing up his crack coke. I wonder how much of that shit he's blowing in their fucking faces of those little baby girls, huh? Is anybody, I mean, we're going to just go on past that for this little bullshit shit here? Because that's what it is. That's why this is put out. This is what you're reading. Do you think that fucking, hey, I'm not fucking, my mind is not diverted. I see that son of a bitch and I see what he's doing. And I want to know where, are you going to fucking take care of this? Are we going to take care of this? Are we going to take care of this, people? Are we going to let him fucking do that to little girls? Are we going to do it or what? Huh? You got the law on your side. You'd be enforcing the law and you'd be doing, God, you got morality on your side. Righteous indignation. Name it. You've got it on your side. But here we are talking about fucking shit that's fucking bullshit. Believe, confounding that I have read elsewhere that others have tested and confirmed such diagnosis using test methods. What test methods? See, this is it. See, Not only, see, they're acting like they're fucking attacking these son of a bitches, but they're actually trying to add confusion where we already know what the fucking true answer is. No, it cannot fucking diagnose fucking no COVID-19 because it don't fucking exist. And any virus that does exist, it can't fucking diagnose because the goddamn particulates are too small. It's just junk. I'm missing something here. Can you help clear this up for me? Katie, my sister-in-law has started losing chunks of her hair recently. She had a bad case of COVID. No, there's that COVID. How many times have you seen COVID in this anti-fucking lie fucking, I mean, in this, well, this piece from the Ministry of Truth. Now you see this person here. I guarantee you go to their site and you look and it's going to be incorporated. This is why they get to be on the fucking net. Because all through this fucking article, as they're trying to talk about, they're being censored. They're affirming a lie. They're affirming lies themselves. So you affirm the lie by saying, well, we're being censored. Why would they censor you? You're their fucking best fucking goddamn operative. Where are we at? Of COVID. COVID-19 doesn't exist, bitch. And also had the vaccination, two doses, and had to be taken to the ER by ambulance after her first dose due to rapid heart rate and extremely high blood pressure. I know there are probably other factors that caused her loss, but see, I know that there's probably something. Well, it probably wasn't that COVID-19. There are probably other factors that caused her hair loss. But have you heard of COVID vaccine causing hair loss like this? Number one, motherfucking bitch, you did it again. There is no such thing as COVID-19, so no, it could not have caused it, could it? The vaccine is not a vaccine. It is fucking goddamn protein platelets made to change your DNA. That'd probably make your fucking hair fall out, don't you think? Anyways, guys, fucking, you understand what I'm telling you here. You see how it changed over fucking night from old fucking Hunter Biden to the goddamn, I'm sorry. Back up. There we go. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
But anyway, I put all my hope in tomorrow. It's gonna be great, I can tell. But anyway, I see you too. A new day is dawning. I like to get laid away. But anyway, it's a state of affairs, a state of emotion. The kind of thing that you must understand. I tell you one thing, you tell me another. We walk away, maybe then shake hands.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chillicothe from the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chillicothe, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:50 Pacific Time. And that was Blues Travelers with... But anyway, yeah, Hunter Biden's fucking pedophiling little six-year-old girls dressed like prostitutes doing fucking crack cocaine. But hey, but anyway, we got something else to talk about. We got to have something else to talk about, don't we, people? Well, let's see what the fuck else they got going here. I'm not having enough of that censored shit. Over here and see what else. Oh, here we go. Some fantastic stuff. How smart cities will lock up humanity inside open-air concentration camps by state of the nation. Now, you might do this in other countries. They're talking about these smart cities, 80,000. You come make 80,000 goddamn American nationals. Try and make us do anything, you motherfuckers. Give it a fucking go. See, this here is another, I mean, this is a diversion. This is a diversion away from Hunter and his fucking pedophilia. His fucking goddamn perverted fucking sick shit. But anyway, well, we'll read this one. Why not? A smart city is an urban environment with omnipresent surveillance and data harvesting technology that will monitor and record even the most intimate personal details of everyone. Now, all of this shit that they talk about when they start talking about these fucking smart cities and all this stuff, doesn't that kind of depend upon people just fucking doing it? Don't you have to do it? Don't you just have to go along with it? What if you fucking say no and start shooting? What if everybody says no and start shooting? No, you wouldn't do that because they've got it all planned out and it's on a piece of fucking paper. The goal is to know everything about everybody, what you eat and drink, where you go, what you do, what you buy, who you meet, what you think, how you feel, your opinions, your habits, your health, and vaccination status. And so on, every little detail, the justification for all this encompassing surveillance is that it is supposedly essential to save the planet. I mean, see where we're going off here? This is a goddamn sci-fi bullshit. You would never pull this off in fucking America. To even fucking suggest it is laughable. Come put our fucking people in goddamn, force us to do anything, you motherfuckers. Boom. Maybe that'd be one of those things that guy was talking about. Oh, it was going to take something like I'm trying to take our guns or something. Maybe you'll go right to one of these fucking smart cities, buddy. I mean, fucking goddamn, don't go on the offense when they're, if you just don't never go on the offense and you just stay on the defense and they don't cross that line and take your fucking gun, or they don't fucking cross that line and fucking try to make you take a shot. I mean, if you got two or three little things that they just better not do or else. I mean, go ahead and do everything else. I mean, fucking take little six-year-old girls, dress them up in fucking whore outfits, get you some fucking crack cocaine and have a fucking heyday, buddy. And don't think nothing about it. Every aspect of life in a smart city will be monitored by a wide variety of data harvesting technology, smart lights, smart poles, smart cars, smart neighborhoods, smart homes, smart air appliances, smart energy, smart transportation, and many other smart technologies. Together, they will form an omnipresent surveillance grid, continually collecting all information about every little detail of the people. You know what I always think about when I look at this? You don't have the people to analyze that information, because the people that are wanting to do this shit are PETA, and those that they want to do it to are MUI. That means there's so many. Who's gonna take on 10,000 cases a day just to take one peek at what they're fucking doing? They can't do it. They can gather the information. They can sell you on this shit. They can tell you, we have the technology. I'm not impressed with your fucking technology. I truly am not. I mean, it's the sorriest bunch of shit I ever saw in my life. It's so fucking fragile. You got to fucking carry it in a fucking glass case to keep it from fucking falling apart on you from the Chinese fucking parts it's constructed of. These essential smart devices are being synchronized with devices that are directly connected to the human body, like smart watches on our wrists or smartphones. Yeah, I see everybody's got to have something. I mean, if it says smart, I mean, dumb. Don't you remember the Patriot Act? That was when the Patriot Act, was it? And this ain't smart. This is stupid. Stupid phones. Stupid wristwatches. You want somebody to fucking know your fucking mind? Do you want to? I mean, we're not going to go along with this. How about we say fuck you and jack around in our fucking gun? Now what, motherfucker? Now you're going to do it? Who's going to fucking enforce it? Who wants to fucking die for a paycheck? Because by God, you ain't going to do it to me. And there are plenty of people who say, fuck you. Sooner or later, people are just going to say, fuck this shit. I'm tired of it. I'm sick and fucking tired of it. These devices are able to gather information about what is happening inside your body and even have the ability to alter functions of the human body. In the near future, they will be implanted inside the human body. Well, you got to do that, don't you? I mean, this is how they nonchalantly, they will be planted in the human body. Well, man, if you come up against a guy with a goddamn fucking AK-47 fucking and a fucking drum on the son of a bitch, it's going to be a little bit more of a fucking chore than just, oh, we're just going to implant it in your body. Well, I'm going to implant some fucking lead in your fucking body, son of a bitch. You're not going to implant no fucking body, you cocksuckers. And when we get down in here, you'll see they're talking about people in other countries. See, the devices are able to gather information about what is happening inside your body, even have the ability to alter functions of the human body. Anyway, there's the implants of the human body to collect even more data and have a lot more influence on what happens inside of us. But we have to let you do this, you see. We just have to lay down and just let you fucking do this. Not pump fucking goddamn 308 rounds in your ass or fucking fucking whatever caliber, 38, there's a zillion caliber. Pump lead into your ass. We just have to just say, oh yeah, go ahead and do it. You said you can, so you can. No, you can't. Give it a fucking try and see what happens to your fucking ass. The personal information gathered by these billions of devices worldwide from a network called the Internet of Bodies, or in short, IOB. Currently, we are all familiar with the Internet of Things, LOT, which allows us to access unlimited information about everything. Well, actually not, because the Chi-Cons have taken down about half of the information that was on the Internet. What we get unlimited would mean there would be no limit to it, but censorship says there has to be, doesn't it? I mean, your articles are kind of conflicting here as you're trying to throw my mind off the fucking seeing that fucking vision of that dirty son of a bitch fucking Hunter Biden pedophiling little fucking 6 and 7 year old girls doing coke with the son of the little girls. And you're doing not a mention about that. There's no mention about it. I mean, you're not interested in that. You're interested in covering up. That's why we're seeing this barrage of bullshit. And this is a part of the barrage of bullshit. Put your fucking technology, put a $1 million piece of technology in front of me and I'll destroy that son of a bitch. because everybody, every thinking person on this in this goddamn country knows it is so much easier to break something than to make something. You got to be careful not to break technology. Technology is delicate. And if we quit, I mean, a baseball bat ain't delicate. Fucking whatever we decide to use to destroy the son of a bitch ain't going to be delicate. But the $2 part will ruin a fucking $10 million fucking piece of equipment. Watch us do it. And again, this is not going to fucking happen here. They're not even going to try it. They know what the fucking result would be. This is just another fucking way to, here, let's give them a goddamn spaceman story so they can go off and think about that instead of thinking about Hunter Biden fucking raping little six-year-old girls dressed up like prostitutes and fucking with crack cocaine. We don't want to get, we got to get that clear out of the fucking their minds. It ain't going to happen, son of a bitches. You dirty, rotten, low-life cocksuckers, you fucking are going to pay. If they don't do something about that son of a bitch, how long would it take if they had a fucking, I mean, let's say 20 years ago, they caught somebody with fucking just child porn on their fucking computer. How long would it take them to fucking take them out? A fucking day? And this son of a bitch, I mean, they're not even going to confront him about this. What we talked about today, I mean, what they have up there about the Bidens is about the goddamn treason and espionage they have participated in against the American people with their Chinese fucking communist allies, isn't it? And now they'll talk about that a while, and then that'll kind of fade out. And every once in a while, like with the fucking computer that they found with him, with the fucking prostitutes, you might hear a blitter here, but then that's just before a big rush of this bullshit comes out to fucking try to cover, you know, make your mind think about something else. My mind ain't thinking about nothing else, motherfucker. If I need something but more than that to fucking bring me to the point of fucking fighting, I'm worthless. If you won't protect the fucking children, you ain't worth the powder to take to blow your own fucking brains out. That's my fucking opinion. And if the people, the people should just come. I don't know where that son of a bitch is, but within a 100-mile fucking goddamn radius of him, there are probably goddamn 5 million people. How about 5 million people just go down there, drag that motherfucker out and fucking rip his body into little fucking pieces? Maybe that one, they can go in and get daddy the fucking kid sniffer. That's where he got it from. That shit's hereditary. I'm guarantee you uncle's a fucking sniffer too. I mean, this is what they want. We've told you. They want to come in your house and rape your goddamn little babies. I won't even call these children. These are goddamn babies. They're not even developed any at all. Sick son of a bitch. But you know what, people? We're fucking, what are we? What kind of fucking people are we? Because we're allowing it. We don't have to allow it. But we are, and I'm not going to close with this shit here. I'm closing with Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden is a fucking pedophilic piece of fucking shit. He has hurt children. He hurts little girls. Go watch that son of a bitch. That filthy fucking piece of trash. And tell me why he ain't fucking... Well, we know why he hasn't been incarcerated. Because the people who incarcerate him do the same fucking thing. 9 million fucking children are missing from this country every fucking year. You think about those little babies being fucking... The things they're doing to them. Think about it. See if you can fucking sleep at night, because I fucking can't. At any rate, I've had enough of this. I'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And the word is Hunter Biden is a fucking goddamn pedophilic piece of fucking shit that gives drugs to fucking little six-year-olds dressed up like prostitutes and then fucking pedophiles them. And he's backed by, well, you know, in this country here, we fucking harbor fucking genocidal fucking maniacs like the Bushes. We harbor every kind of fucking criminal that fucking exists. This is not fucking the United States of America that you were fucking taught it was when you were a kid. This is a diabolical, this is the evil fucking empire, and that is the word from the trenches. I'm
truck called